What really happened on 9/11? Did airplanes really bring down those towers, or was it a controlled demolition? Well, the evidence, of course, suggests the latter in an overwhelming way, and that's why one family in the UK is on a mission to find out how their son, their brother, died in the Twin Towers that day. My next guest is Matt Campbell. He lost his brother, Jeff Campbell, on September 11, 2001, in the North Tower at the World Trade Center. The family was told that his official cause of death was due to the impact of the airplane allegedly causing the collapse of the North Tower, but the family isn't buying it. They demanded an inquest, which you're allowed to under British law. Matt Campbell joins me now with an update on this story. Matt, welcome back to the show. And last time Matt was on the show, people had so many comments. They said, this is such a crazy story. And they said, Matt, your hair. So many comments in the thread about that. So Matt is back with his hair, his punk rock hair. Good to see you, Matt. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, mate.
Well, it's good to have you back here on the show. So last year you joined us just after the UK Attorney General denied your family's application. But then over the summer you got some good news. And it appeared that they were going to allow this inquest to move forward. And now you just received, again, some bad news. So what are they trying to hide here? Where do things stand right now, trying to get an answer about your brother's death on 9/11?
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange situation. After waiting nearly 2 years for them to make the original decision, which they denied, we then threatened what's called judicial review. Basically litigation against the Attorney General, and they backed down and withdrew that initial decision they made last summer, which was good news, almost unheard of. We believe that the Attorney General actually backed down from, a decision they'd made. But they said they'd make a new decision. We heard beginning of this year that they're refusing our petition again to get my brother's inquest reopened. And, it's supposed to be a very objective matter. You're supposed to, look at what took place at the original inquest. Was there an insufficiency of inquiry? What's the new evidence if it wasn't heard by the coroner? And they're supposed to make an objective decision. And, again, they've come back with, unlawful, irrational reasoning or lack of reasoning as to why they are denying us the chance to have my brother's inquest reopened. And so we're in that same situation again, where, our only path right now is to again threaten litigation and go down the judicial review path, which is expensive. To me, that's part of lawfare. It's what they do. They try to exhaust you with time, with money, when there's things at stake that, clearly they don't want exposed.
Right. I mean, litigation, obviously incredibly expensive, and I hope that you'll just go away. You don't want to spend this money to fight this, which is why we want to give voice to this. I think your brother's situation, your brother's death, this potential inquest, is arguably the only chance we have, both in the United States and England and around the world, to get true answers as to what happened that day. Was there a controlled demolition of those towers that actually killed your brother? And I think without this, that's why this is so important, right? Would you say that is there any other cases you know of that we could get answers through this process?
No. As far as I know, all routes of litigation in the US have failed. It's our best chance of getting evidence of, the use of explosives, which brought the tower down, which killed my brother, into a court of law. And it should be so easy. That's what's so frustrating. Our barrister, our lawyers, on paper, it's so obvious that we should have had this permission granted by the Attorney General. And like I said, they're supposed to be objective. It's not supposed to be political. But clearly, something is not right in the way that they've responded and again denied our application.
What do you think is at play here? Because as you point out, it should be objective. It should be before we get into what you think is at play here, maybe you can give our audience, largely American audience, an understanding of how you're able to even bring an inquest about the death of your brother. Like, what is that process? It's a lot different than in the United States. Can you explain why, under the law, you have the right to ask what killed your brother in this way?
Yeah. So, initially, my brother, along with nine other victims, they were identified in the remains at World Trade Center, their remains were repatriated back to the UK. And by law, that automatically triggers what's called an inquest. So a coroner will look into, you know, who died, when and where they died, but more importantly, how they came about their death. And if you're not happy as a family member, you know, it could be anything, it could be in a jail cell where someone's died, and you're not happy with the way the inquest went, you have this mechanism where we can petition or apply to the Attorney General for England and Wales to basically say, here's reasons why we want to have a new inquest. There's new evidence, insufficient inquiry, etc. And we laid out those terms really clearly, 2,500 page application. And you know, that's just, it's available to everyone. And it's a well-trodden route that lots of families go down because they're not happy with the way that authorities or the coroner, went about investigating how someone died. So we're not doing anything, you know, crazy, and it's just something that's available to UK citizens.
So it's available to you. Now, you think, and there's a lot of questions, of course, about what happened that day. So why do you think something else is at play here? It should just be an objective process and should be, we'll allow the inquest, but something else is going on here. Why do you believe that?
It's definitely political. I mean, there's two things. Number one, I don't think the authorities in any way, shape or form want to open a can of worms, which allows people to question official narratives of anything, let alone 9/11 and obviously my brother's death. I think they'd be worried about setting a precedent. They don't like any dissent. They don't like people, picking apart things that are patently wrong with certainly large aspects of the official narrative. The other one, I think, is just purely in its political. It's we've seen before in the past with two major cases in the UK, Bloody Sunday in the 70s and the Hillsborough disaster, the soccer stadium disaster. It took time for it to be politically okay for them to reopen, inquiries into those people, their deaths. And I think it's the same now. Perhaps it's not right. I mean, I hope it is. That's why we're still fighting. A long time has passed. You know, we're talking 22, 23 years, right.
And so many 9/11 families are asking for answers about this. And you, your family, and this inquest is really, in many ways, the last hope. There doesn't seem to be an appetite in Washington to open this can of worms in the United States and to look at a controlled demolition of these towers. Why do you lean so strongly to that part of the story, the idea now that it was a controlled demolition? Can you talk about some of the evidence that's come to light over the past few years that point to that being the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of, why are we focusing on that for the inquest? The inquest is limited in scope, i.e. it's not really concerned with who did it. It's how someone came about their death. And so that's why the inquest is the best mechanism to, get to the truth of how my brother died. In terms of evidence, there's been, evidence of thermitic reactions, high temperatures, the way that the North Tower fell at a constant acceleration for about 4 seconds. There's eyewitness testimony that's from first responders. In total, there was, certainly over 150 first responders that are witness to either, bombs or describe them as bombs, explosions, etc. Expert testimony. So we have a number of engineers and physicists who have put forward evidence which formed part of our application. The point here is, I said, go back to, if it's just a regular inquest, the amount of evidence we have and the eyewitness testimony is way above a kind of threshold that would be required to trigger a new inquest. And I absolutely know, because we've looked at all the documentation that was put in front of the coroner, no investigation whatsoever was made into the cause of my brother's death. I mean, none. Right. There's no defense for that. It really was just a tick the box activity, I think, that the coroner was doing, just going through the motions, which sadly, a lot of official inquiries, in my opinion, that's what they do. No one's actually there asking real questions. No one's actually presenting real evidence that would, upset the official narrative that had been established.
And so what was the reasoning for rejecting this? Is it just a patented stamp? And did they go into great detail about why they're rejecting it?
It was similar to what they said before. I mean, I've got the, where's the document? Here it is. I mean, they were saying things like, it's not credible. Our evidence isn't credible. But in the same breath, they're saying, but we're not actually going to look at your evidence.
Right.
Which doesn't make any sense. There's misdirection in law. And this is, I guess, what the barrister's saying. But they haven't even engaged with our evidence. And they have to give reasonable arguments as to why they think it's not credible. And they haven't. I mean, they've just dismissed everything. And it's so frustrating because, I mean, I think I know why they've done that. It's because if they give us actual reasons why it's not credible, we will pull them apart. So they're just in a very broad, it's not credible, which doesn't stand up in law.
Right.
Certainly in terms of the tests that they're supposed to apply.
When you look at the road ahead, how can our audience get involved? Is there anything our audience can do to try to push back against this? And what is the next step for you? I know you have another sort of deadline coming up here in the next few months or few weeks. What are you hoping will happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's so frustrating. The first time around, they sat on it for 22 months and, you know, finally came up with that first decision that said no. Unfortunately, again, we're in a very time shortened, very focused period where we've got, we have to submit to the High Court this application for judicial review by the 3rd of April, which in turn means really we need to raise about $60,000, about $75,000 by the end of this month to give our barrister enough time to prepare the documents, etc., to do the filing for judicial review. And you know, if we don't raise the money, then that's it. We miss this opportunity because once I think it's 90 days or 3 months have passed, we can no longer apply for judicial review of the decision they made in the beginning of this year. I mean, it's frustrating because it's a lot of money again. You know, in the past, you know, it's been expensive. The initial application, which was done through Architects Engineers 911 Truth, that was a lot of money. The judicial review last summer, cost us a lot of money. Like I said, it's part of lawfare. So right now, we have to raise this money by I think it's like the 1st of March. The best way to help is if you go to ic911.org. That's the International Center for 911 Justice. On the homepage, there's a link to the crowdfunder that we're trying to do to raise funds to engage the barrister so that we can fight them again. It's so frustrating that we have to do this. You know, we really thought that they were going to come round and give us the correct decision. Sadly, they didn't.
You're up against some big people that don't want this secret out. That's clearly what's happening here. Matt, we hope our audience will link that up. So if anyone wants to donate to help this cause and to get answers on this, I think in many ways this is our last hope to get answers about what happened on 9/11 and to get some closure for you and your family particularly. Matt, thank you so much for joining us again amidst this craziness and your family's fight to get truth here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clayton. Thanks.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.